33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. For anyone who spent much time online, snark and nasty comments seem to come with the territory. But for women journalists, is it also part of the job? Actually, it's worse. A new cross-cultural study of women working in journalism finds that, well, you really have to have a thick skin, and that is an understatement. 75 female journalists told researchers that attacks ranging from misogynistic comments to sexual violence actually influence how they go about their reporting, and ultimately, of course, how we get our news. Gina Masullo-Chen is an assistant professor of journalism at the University of Texas, and she's assistant director of the school's Center for Media Engagement and one of the authors of this report. Dr. Chen, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
You were, for a couple of decades before you entered the academy, as it were, you were a newspaper and online reporter, is that right?
Yes, for 20 years.
So was that the genesis of this? Was this something that you experienced firsthand?
Well, you know, I left the news business at the tail end of the online era. Mm-hmm. So I experienced some of it firsthand, but then I experienced it more because I got interested in studying incivility, and I just kept hearing stories from journalists, both male and female, about how vicious it was out there.
How vicious is it out there?
You know, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's not always bad. There's certainly some good conversations that happen online. But this study stemmed out of a project I did where we were interviewing both men and women. And whenever we talked to the women journalists, they would tell us these horrific stories. So we decided to do a whole separate study on them, which led to this cross-cultural piece.
First, let me ask you about that gendered factor here. Why do you does this study go so far as to say that women experience more than men, or are you just focused on the experiences of these women journalists?
Well, lots of other research shows that women experience incivility and harassment online mm-hmm. at higher rates than men. And that's why we focused on women, because we wanted to really hear their experiences. What's different about what happens to men and women is that the attacks on women tend to be more gendered. So they're attacking not just the person, not just saying you're stupid, mm-hmm. but attacking their sexuality. You know, things as bad as rape threats, which usually don't happen to male journalists.
How does this manifest itself in terms of the reporters' own experience in doing their job? What did they tell you?
Well, they certainly told us it disrupts their job, and it's an emotional toll on them, and it also takes time, and it has led some of them to even change how they report on stories. By doing such things as leaving out certain facts because, oh, if I put that in, I'm really going to get bashed online.
Wow.
Or being super careful to include a lot of viewpoints so that they can sort of challenge any harassment that they face.
Say a little bit more about how this affects the quality of the journalism, because I think that that's something that's, well, you think about in this era of fake news, or at least allegations of fake news, how this will affect perceptions of the news industry if it's known that people are having to sort of curb what they say because of online harassment and intimidation.
Well, I'll say two things about that. Number one, in some ways, the women said it made them be better reporters. Not that I'm saying this is a good thing, but it made them very careful about the language they used, mm-hmm. made them very careful about including a multitude of sources so that they wouldn't be attacked for only providing one viewpoint or another viewpoint. So that doesn't harm journalism. Where I think it does harm journalism is that it makes women less likely to want to continue doing this job, because if you're being attacked all the time, who wants to keep doing that?
The title of the report is Gotta Have Thick Skin, but it sounds like you have to have a whole lot more than just that. What can be done, if anything? Are there recommendations?
Yeah, what the women said they would like to see is, first of all, their news organizations to take it more seriously. Many of them felt like they were sort of on their own, that if they complained about the abuse, they would be seen as, oh, she can't cut it. Hmm. You know, here's another woman whining about stuff. So they didn't feel free to really even often go to their bosses. They also felt there should be more stringent moderation, certainly on comment streams. So this kind of comment would just get removed right away. But when they ran their own Facebook pages, you know, their own professional pages, mm-hmm. they really had to encounter it. And the other thing they asked for was training. You know, like, how do, what do we do? Mm-hmm. We want to be prepared for this. What kind of things can we say, maybe to the more mild attacks that will diffuse them? And so that was really what they were looking for, just support from the news organizations so they didn't feel like they were out there on their own.
It's a revealing study, and Gina Masullo-Chen is one of the co-authors. She's an assistant professor of journalism at the University of Texas and assistant director of the school's Center for Media Engagement. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us on The Standard.
Thank you.